Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Martin Rees, because of course he's one of the great communicators of science. I mean, he's a fantastic advocate for science. He's an incredibly intelligent, humane man who can put science and the advances in research into context for most lay people. I mean, most sort of non-scientists can relate entirely to the way Martin explains things, because he has great clarity and he has great vision, and also he has great empathy and compassion. And I think that increasingly this is what we're seeing. Science moving away from this idea that it's a completely separate activity, that most people would not be involved in it, that somehow it's extremely exclusive and incomprehensible. And I think one of the great advances in, say, even in the past decade, or that in the past decade, I would say, is that scientists have made this massive effort to communicate, to be accessible, and to explain what their research is about and how this could benefit people, that there's a point to it. I mean, my father always says, well, his research is publicly funded. You know, he is a university professor. And so he feels that he has a duty to explain to people what he's doing. I mean, obviously, he is another example of someone who's a very good communicator, who has a great passion and a talent for explaining complicated concepts in simple terms. But he also feels it's a duty that he has as a scientist. One thing that I found interesting, I was given a book which was made up of drawings done by children. They were all asked to imagine a scientist and do a drawing of him. And a lot of them did draw a person with a very large head wearing a white coat by themselves. And one of the things we've tried to do with these books is to show science as a collaborative process, that it's something where people work together, where people exchange views, and it's enormously engaging and entertaining. Yeah. That it's not
the mad scientist.
It's not the mad scientist, it's not the evil scientist, it's not the inhumane, crazy person plotting the demise of humanity. It's actually a collaborative effort on the part of enormous numbers of people to try and further our understanding of ourselves, of our planet, where we come from, and how we can make life better for a large number of people. So that, I think, is important.